Hey guys, when we started this project, we were not sure how hard it would be to edit, record everything, and then eventually distribute. But then luckily, someone told us about Anchor. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. Secondly, they have creation tools that will allow you to record and edit directly from your phone or your computer. They distribute your podcast for you. And the best thing is you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We're in a state of confusion. Questions on your mind. Send in Letitia and Brandy. Gonna help you unwind. We're hanging out together, even though we're alone. We'll pass it on over. Sorry we're stoned.
It's really the what you're gonna love the weather when you get here. It's great.
Oh, great.
Like perfection. It's like no humidity, just super nice. But when it does this, I feel like, and it's like super breezy and windy, that I don't know, makes my allergies bad, you know, like when the seasons are changing. Like
it's going to be 90 on Sunday, but that's fine. It's going to be 90 here too. It's basically the same.
I'm telling you, the humidity though is not, it's non-existent. It's great.
That is amazing.
Yeah. We're like hitting that sweet spot of weather, I think.
Fall.
What time do you get here? Are you going straight to Bear?
Probably. I haven't even figured out how I'm getting my car yet. So I need to figure all that out.
Well, you know who might be able to come get you is Kirsten and take you to get it.
I would love to see Keeks.
I bet she would. Let me ask Keys what she'd rather do.
Okay.
I'll be in Cool Springs tomorrow. So
I love her so much. I do.
Same.
Okay. Well, let's kick off this little ditty of a show we called Sorry We're Stoned.
Let's kick her off.
Can we honestly just kick off on Paradise right now? Because
okay.
I can't.
Well, have you seen it? You acted like you didn't watch very much.
I've watched it all now.
Oh, okay. Great.
I am D-E-A-D.
I know.
Dad.
The men on this show, I'm not even going to call them men. The boys on this season are trash.
What kills me is that the girls choose the trash.
No, I know. I know. I mean, but it's
honestly,
like,
I'm sorry, Jacinia. Are you out of your freaking mind? You had the best guy of all. You had Ivan.
I know. Part of me is like, what goes around comes around. You ditched Ivan for Chris real quick, and now Chris is ditching you for this other girl. So like that one to me was like, I was like a little annoyed that everybody was all up in arms about Chris and kicked him out, but nobody did that for Natasha.
Why did that happen?
I'm not sure. Like, I don't get it. Like, why didn't Joe and everybody stand up for her and kick Brendan out?
Because I think that Brendan is way worse.
I don't know. They're both literal pieces of garbage.
No, but Brendan, like, I mean, he literally went in there, first of all, and Popper too. And I loved her when she was on Matt.
I know, me too.
She was brought in on the entire freaking scheme.
Absolutely.
Together.
For sure. Like, she was kind of upset in the very beginning on their date until he basically had to say to her, I had to pretend to like somebody to stay here long enough for you to get here. And then she was like, oh, okay, great. Like, she was okay with the fact that he did that.
Exactly what they were doing.
It's insane.
All to be on TV with a paid vacation is exactly right.
Because they were sitting there talking about how many followers they had. Like, that's the literal reason that they're on the show.
So, Brendan really bothered me way more than the other guy.
Me too. The other guy is just
first of all, player. I'm sorry. Hello, Ivan, or what's this other girl's name?
Chris.
And or Chris? Like, are you joking?
I don't get it. And this Chris guy's not even cute. And that, honestly, that girl that he's macking on in this episode, I mean, she's fine. She's kind of like, you know what? Maybe they just deserve each other. They can just go have each other.
So, Elena or Alana or whatever.
Yeah. Like, if they're, I don't know.
Yeah. Alana.
Yeah. I get her mixed up with that other girl that came in that they didn't get any airtime.
Oh, no.
There's another like tall brunette girl whose name is something similar, and they hardly even showed her, but she was at that party. Which I just hated this whole episode with this like VIP party at this like quote unquote makeshift club. The whole thing was just weird to me. I hated it.
Cheese ball.
Yeah.
The makeshift club was not okay.
No. And I just like, I know that the producers throw curveballs at couples because it's good TV. Like, I know they do that. But this just seemed extreme to like invite like some people and not others. Like, it just. Okay,
that, I like it that it tested that guy and that.
Yes. Yeah.
Literally was a complete fraud, and that Jasenia got to see that instead of
I was just thinking more about the couples where like one got invited and the other didn't, you know?
No, for sure.
Because there were a couple.
Oh, what's the makeout guy? You know, he's like super buff. Is it not Nick?
He's with Marissa, the jacked guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like, though, you're right, it is Marissa.
Yeah, she was like tripping about him going.
I know, but I don't think anything happened. I think he stepped to Marissa.
Yeah.
So I do think it's good for that reason.
Yeah, yes.
That I'm just like appalled at these two guys for coming on the show. Like, and that's just so beyond wrong. And I think they should make them leave.
Me too.
And bring in two other people.
I know. It's pretty crazy.
But let's talk about, and they dropped a little, they like dropped some tea, and then they have not given us anything since, is Serena P.
I know.
And okay, what is going to happen? He is an idiot if he goes back to that girl. And Serena is everything.
Here's my thing. I think Kendall's so gorgeous. Like when she walked down, I mean, she looked amazing. And the hard thing is, like they keep saying over and over, you know, the reason we broke up isn't because we don't love each other. It's because nobody wants to move. And I'm sorry if you like really like one of you guys can't move like a couple states over. Come on. Like if you guys really love each other that much, someone's moving. Like this is ridiculous. Like you can't move to LA or Chicago. Those are both great places to live. Like what is the deal? Like friends and family, they're a flight away. Like, come on.
That's so true.
This is the thing that really bothers me about. I mean, it's not like it's
South Africa or something.
That's what I'm saying. Like, take it from somebody that dated somebody, like, halfway across the world.
Like a two-hour flight.
Come on. Like, if you guys really love each other, someone's going to make that sacrifice. And if no one's making it, then they don't love each other like they think they do. Agreed. You know? That's how I feel. So
I love Serena and Joe so much.
I do, too. But, you know, I think they like each other, but I don't think that Joe is like head over heels in love with her the way he was when he met Kendall.
I don't think so either, but I think Serena is in love with him.
You do?
I do.
I can't tell. They're not showing enough for me to tell.
Seeing her cry and stuff shocked me.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like she really is.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either. But
I don't know what Joe's going to do.
Joe, better not.
I do not think he should go back to Kendall. However, it wouldn't surprise me if he does. That's what I'll say. But I don't, who knows? Like, they really didn't show it this week.
I really hope not.
You know who else didn't get much airtime this week is Wells.
He didn't get any airtime except introducing himself to somebody and saying, I'm your bartender for the week.
I know. He had like one line this whole week.
I know.
So crazy.
Oh, well, he still gets the vacay and get paid.
Yeah, Drew.
I know. Well, are you watching anything else?
Yeah, I was just trying to think. Are there any decent guys at all? Like, maybe Joe's decent, TBD, and depending on what he decides. But, like, they are all trash.
Yes. Avin.
Is he, though? Because I've always loved him. But when Natasha was talking about what was going on with Brendan, she was like, I know that's your boy, but come on. You have to admit that, like, what he's doing is wrong. And Ivan wouldn't. So is he decent?
I don't know. I don't really think about that, but you're right. He should have said, you're right. That's wrong.
That didn't sit well with me.
Uh-huh.
So, well, I don't know. This whole season is just a train wreck.
Well, I'm loving it.
It's great television.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. Well, you know the show that I'm super disappointed in? And so everybody was watching it, White Lotus.
Oh, I was disappointed with it too.
Like Sam was like, I know some of the people are going to creep you out. And I know some of the things that are going to happen, like you're not going to be okay with.
Uh-huh.
Like she was like, it's pushing the boundaries a lot for you.
Yeah.
That I think you should watch it. First of all, yes, there were some things I did not need to see.
Me too.
But the biggest thing was I just didn't think it was good.
Okay. Here's how I was explaining it is like, there's no plot. There's literally zero plot. Nothing's happening. There's no story arc. Like, I was thinking that in the last couple episodes, like, all these storylines are going to have to come together more, or something's going to have to happen, and nothing happened.
A literal scripted reality show.
It was weird.
That's what it seemed like. But, like, I just thought it was, like you said, there was no plot, no storyline. It really just was blah. And I'm shocked because I am so obsessed with Connie Britt, and I cannot.
I know,
be.
Me too.
And
there were some huge names in that cast. Yeah. Like, I couldn't believe it.
Me either. And it just honestly was so slow that I had to really force myself to keep watching it because I just started it. I'm going to finish it.
I know.
But I literally give, one out of five, I would literally give it like a 1.5.
Me too. I did not like it at all.
But okay, so we can switch gears then, because I felt like it was just a really weak version of Non-Perfect Strangers.
I know. There are similarities.
You know what I mean? But what are you thinking about it?
I don't know. What is today? Tuesday? So we got a new episode coming out tomorrow, I think.
Hi.
Oh, is it tonight?
Tuesdays.
Oh, I was thinking Wednesday for some reason. I don't know what's going on, and I feel like we don't have that many episodes left.
No.
Which worries me because I don't really know what's going on.
I'm so obsessed with the football player.
I know. He's my favorite. And I'm kind of here for him and Melissa McCarthy.
It's so sweet. Do you think that's actually going to happen, or are they really just there for each other and close friends?
I'm not sure.
Me either.
I can't decide.
And like, it's just all crazy, but I'm pretty here for it. Like, I really like it. I think it could have been better. Like, I really do think it could be better, but I do love it. And I cannot wait to see, like, what is the show about? Because I don't think we know yet.
I know. I don't either.
Yeah.
It makes me want to read the book.
Like, at first I thought she was like not from this earth or something, or she had like a zombie that had been here forever or something weird. But now it feels like somebody is threatening her.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either. So I
kind of feel like it's going to be one of the nine people.
You think?
And I think it's going to be somebody we don't expect at all.
Okay.
Is kind of what I think. You know who really freaks me is the chick that's so violent.
Oh my God.
She scares the shit out of me.
She's terrifying. And that is why I love her character. Like, honestly, every single person on the show, as far as the acting goes, I think she is freaking phenomenal.
Me too.
She is like, that character could go so cheeseball so quick, and it doesn't. Like, I believe her.
I know.
I believe she is on the verge of literally beating someone until they just cannot breathe.
It scares me.
She's so scary, which is so good. She's such a great actress. But anyway, I am loving that. And I'm trying to think. I was watching the one about the assassin killing Eve. Everybody is so obsessed with it. But like after episode, like I was struggling to watch episode 5.
Ooh.
Yeah, like
I haven't tried that one.
I think she's such a brilliant actress, but like I think it won a bunch of awards, and it is good because the acting's so good. But I mean, it is getting a little slow for me, so I'm not sure I'm going to make it through that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, All new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com.
All right, guys, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal, yes, which is. Would be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too. I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like, it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like, I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush
it out.
Well,
this is amazing. So tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com spelled Nutrafol.com promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com promo code STONED. So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision-crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food-safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
I haven't started clickbait yet. I'm so behind on it. Everyone's raving about it. Have you tried to watch that at all?
No, what is that?
It's the new Netflix limited series with Adrian Grenier or whatever. How do you say his name? From Entourage.
Yeah.
And everyone's raved about it. But I've also been told it's not a show where like you can scroll on your phone while you're watching it. Like you have to pay attention. And when I'm so tired at night, like I want something to watch that's kind of easy, you know? So I haven't started it, but I'm definitely going to start it this week because like Olivia told me it's amazing and Kirsten said it's really good. So I'm definitely going to give that one a shot. It's next on my list.
I kind of love those shows because I felt like even Breaking Bad and what's the other one that I love that feels like that? Jason Bateman.
Oh, Ozark.
I feel like
that coming back.
Like Ozark, you had to be all in or you would miss something. Uh-huh. And I kind of like that because it does keep me off my phone. And I hate myself at night because I will sit and scroll on my phone and look up and it'll be like an hour and a half. And I'll be like, how do I just sit there for an hour and a half?
Because you're so stoned
at all this garbage.
It is garbage.
And I literally I get so mad at myself. It is because I'm stoned. And then I'll be like, I could have watched an entire amazing show instead of sitting here and looking at all this nonsense.
It's true.
Yeah. Because it means nothing.
I know.
Nothing is real on social media, people.
Nothing. But the dog content on TikTok is pretty good.
Honestly, that's why I look at TikTok.
I know.
It's my favorite thing ever.
It's pretty cute.
Ever.
Have you seen the video of the guy that wears the front like baby backpack and puts his golden retriever puppy in it? It's so cute.
It's insane.
I love it.
I love it so much.
It's adorable.
There's a golden retriever Instagram I follow, and it is just so good.
What is it?
And it's not all golden retrievers. I'll have to put it up. It's not all golden retrievers. A lot of it is. But it's all dogs, and it is just, they have the best content. It's crazy.
I'm like, dog content.
Where do you find this? It's just so good.
I know.
So.
Well, your hair's doing a weird thing.
Oh, we're here?
Yeah.
My hair's been doing a weird thing, I kind of feel.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Yesterday it was looking crazy.
You know whose hair is looking fire is MC.
Oh,
the blonde.
It looks so good.
Pristine. How was Bottle Rock?
Well, Bottle Rock was everything I dreamed of and more.
What do you mean?
It was just amazing. Like, I had friends there. I had.
Oh, you did.
Yes, I did.
Who did you have there?
You know what? All kinds of people that I knew, like from my past, from my present, and probably maybe from my future.
Oh,
just like great people. And it was just like so much fun. And it was the first time like Molly came off stage and said, I wasn't even I just had so much fun. And I don't know, it was just great. And then the plane ride home was fun. We just had a blast.
Did you see anybody else play or just Mile?
Just Miley.
Because didn't like Guns N' Roses or somebody play?
At the same time. And ours, like it was just like Lala, like as far as I could see were people. Like you could, like whatever was beyond what I could, like there were just people. It was crazy town. Like it was so cool.
Wow.
Noah had a show that same night in Salt Lake City somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to like buy tickets. And I thought, and she was the headliner. She sold out the whole thing.
That's amazing.
And there were 7,000 people and everybody was singing every word, every song. It looked like so much fun. So I cannot wait. So I always have to do these balance things. So I went with Molly for this one and Noah went to hers. And so I'm going to miss Summerfest with Molly to be with Noah. So
Life is Beautiful will be worth it.
I can't wait. It's going to be so.
I love Milwaukee. It's a great city.
Wow. Well,
you're kind of missing out. I'm sure the weather will be fantastic and all that, but
yeah.
But Life is Beautiful is amazing.
Cannot wait. It's going to be so much fun. So I'm just jet setting and then coming to Nashville.
You really are jet setting.
Then Austin City Limits for 2 weeks and then back to Nash.
It is crazy.
Well,
me and your life, Tiz.
Planning trips. We are like, I'm just living my best life.
Who's planning trips?
Me and Gabby, my friend Sean. We've been talking.
What kind of trips you planning?
Like ones you won't want to go on.
Like what?
Like Sweden and Italy all together for
what?
Like,
do you mean I wouldn't want to go on that?
For like maybe like 2 or 3 weeks.
When are you doing that?
We're talking about it. We're trying to figure out a plan.
Are we talking like next year?
Next year for that one. And then Gabs and I are talking about going to Hawaii very soon.
Oh, really?
So I am like out and about. And you know what, people? I have been doing therapy and I have been working out and I'm feeling great.
Wow.
I never believed people that said they had more energy when they worked out. I don't have more energy right after I work out. As a matter of fact, I'm freaking exhausted.
Uh-huh.
But like I do feel like for the most part. Oh, and I am eating healthier. I've been making protein shakes with almond butter and all these amazing things. And I am feeling good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, working out gives you endorphins, which they do give you a little energy, but they also just like make you happy. That make you feel better.
Well, I do feel better.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Great. Love that for you.
Me too. Me freaking too.
Okay.
I'm old. I need to be living it up while I can.
Oh my gosh. I've been telling you this.
I know.
I've been trying to get you to travel.
And I just now have such a good travel friend group.
Yeah, that's good.
Uh-huh. It is key.
It is key. Mm-hmm. Well, I have a good travel friend group too. So maybe like your friend group and my friend group, we can like plan some trips for 2022.
My friend group would probably love doing your friend groups. You know what? But I feel like I'm going to be able to keep up pretty soon.
Oh, good. Good. Well, if we do like a Europe thing, like there's not a whole lot of like hiking and stuff. It depends on where you go, but it's a lot of just like taking the train and exploring the city and eating different restaurants and like things like that.
That's exactly what I want
to
do.
Olivia is really dying to go back to Europe. She really wants to go back to Amsterdam.
Me too.
So like maybe we could do a little like Euro trip 2022.
That would be so much fun. Like, I really do want to go back to Amsterdam.
I've never been.
People, like what he told me about it and what it really was were two different things.
I could see that.
Like, I literally thought it was so pretty and clean.
And, like, a lot, most of Europe is.
It is beautiful. And like, the hotel we stayed in was like a, what they call it? Ooh, I should know this. It's about music because there was a big, beautiful violin hanging from the ceiling in the lobby. And it was like old, historic, but renovated and really modern. It was insane. And I just love that people rode their bikes everywhere and people walk it. It was just so beautiful and so fun. So I definitely would love to do that. But I absolutely want to, because we didn't have very much time. I wanted to go to Florence, Tuscany. Mm-hmm. I really want to see Tuscany and some of those smaller towns and do a beach there.
Well, Positano is where we got to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was talking with somebody about that the other day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved our little towns we went to with the cobblestone streets and
The countryside for sure. But then like next time we go to Italy, we can't not go to the beach, like the west coast. Amalfi Coast.
No clue.
Don't know how to say it, but I've heard it's a gorge. Caitlin Bristow went.
And I'm sure there are beautiful places to be on the water in Switzerland too, because we want to do both.
The lake in Switzerland.
Yes.
You're landlocked there, but.
Like some of the smaller places with water.
Yeah. Well, Switzerland's all lakes. We have to go back where Brazen and I were. It's my favorite place on earth. So the main town is called Interlaken. And it's in between two lakes. That's what Interlaken means. And the lakes are turquoise. They're glacier water. They're beautiful. You can take the boat out and stuff like that on those lakes. And then what's so great about Interlaken is then you can just take the train and like one or two stops away are all these adorable mountain towns. Like Grindelwald and Lauterbrunnen and just like all these really cute mountain towns. And they're all totally different. And you can just like hop around and stay in a different one each night. Or you can base in Interlaken and just like spend the day in the little towns. Like they're such easy train rides. And the train rides are stunning.
Oh, this sounds divine.
It's amazing. Brazen and I just really had a blast.
I know. You've made it me wanted to go there ever since you guys did that.
Yeah. And it was pretty easy. And we went from Italy. So that's something we could totally do. We took the train from Milan and we only had to change trains once. Like it wasn't confusing. Like it was pretty easy.
Wow.
We're going.
That's seriously incredible.
We're going.
I can't wait. I follow this one account on Instagram and the posts that I think it's a guy that posts these, like it is the most beautiful places I've ever seen in my life.
I know.
And most of it's Switzerland. Yeah. He does Switzerland, but he has two kind of like places where he goes, but they're like mind blowing. So beautiful. Like it doesn't even look real.
I know. Europe's amazing.
It really is.
I love it there.
Okay.
DMT. All right. We're boring the stoners. Let's get into some DMTs. Let's see what we got. Yeah.
We're boring the stoners.
Hey, Tish and Brandy. This is Rachel from Virginia. I actually had a wedding question. I'm getting married this November and we just got engaged in July. So there's not a lot of time to do the planning, but I had a question about wedding decor, and it's really a low key wedding on this beautiful Airbnb on a lake and trying to keep it really like bohemian and rustic themed, but I don't want to, you know, go over my budget. So I was wondering if you guys had any advice on some DIY decor and just really simple but personal accents, like something that I can do to make it really special for our big day. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
That's a real quick turnaround.
And you know who could answer this question so beautifully is Stella.
I know.
I'll have to have her post, or I will post some pictures I get from her of her and Brazen's wedding, because her and her mom did a lot of it. Mm-hmm. And
it was very boho.
It was so boho. The one thing they spent money on, which is so cool because she kept it and now it's above her and Brazen's bed, is what they stood in front of with this huge macrame arch.
Yep.
And it was so pretty, and it, because it was fall and so is yours, I think they had some fall flowers like in like the top of it where the macrame hangs from, and it was so pretty. And then again, she kept it and it hangs above their bed. And so I thought that was so cool. But I do know that they like did a lot of their own flowers and, you know, did a lot of DIY stuff. So I'll actually grab some pictures from her and we will put those up on our stories.
Yeah, I remember one of my favorite parts about at Stella's wedding, like aesthetically, was, you know, she had it outside and they layered a bunch of really cool boho rugs outside, which I thought was really, really cool. And so that's probably something you could do as well, depending on like where exactly you guys are getting married on the lake. I love the idea of getting married on the lake. I think that's
Me too.
But yeah, like we'll definitely have Stella post some stuff because she's like the wedding queen.
She really is. And another thing that I love too is like the rug that they stood on, they did buy that, but now that's in their house too.
Oh, that's cool.
So I think it's so cool that the things that they actually bought, they could use at home and have that memory that they see every day. And just like the big arch above their bed is so pretty. So yeah, but I love that too. And the rugs really like just made it, because it was cold out, it just made it feel like really warm and cozy. And then we also, they did a big bonfire at the end of the night.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
Was also a lot of fun. And then sparklers, which is also pretty cheap. So everything really was pretty inexpensive. So yeah, we'll put some pictures up, but it was so pretty, that boho fall wedding. So yours will be gorgeous too.
All right, stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. Here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the stoners about Mood.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens.
They are
really good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it, and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and pesticide free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling, or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to HelloMood.com and use promo code SWS. That's HelloMood.com, code SWS, for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll.
Cute.
The other thing I really love when people do at weddings and receptions and stuff is when they have somebody taking only Polaroid photos.
So cool.
I love seeing like all the Polaroids from the night of a wedding. I just think it's so cool. And you can do digital too. Like by all means have somebody taking, you know, high res photos, but I just think the Polaroids are so cool. And then you can make like photo albums out of them or collages or something, or, you know, they're just really neat. So that would be the other thing I would suggest. But I'm actually about to go to a bunch of weddings, so I'll keep my eye out for some cool stuff and post anything that's cool. But I have one, not this weekend, but next weekend. And then I'm in another one the following weekend. And then I have another wedding in November to go to. So,
dang.
No.
One other key thing that Stella did is for after the wedding, she had a jean jacket made and it said Mrs. Cyrus on the back. And it was so cute for the pictures after the wedding. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was really, 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 really cute too.
Yeah, super cute. Love it.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. My name's Elizabeth. I'm from Michigan. I kind of just wanted to call and get some advice from both of you. So I'm currently 22 years old, and I have about 2 more years of college left, but I honestly don't want to finish. I'm so miserable when I'm in school. It really takes a toll on my mental health, and it's just more stress than I think is worth it at this point. But then I'm also kind of in a spot, a tough spot, because I don't know what I want to do with the rest of my life. I'm somebody who's very go with the flow, so it's hard for me to look into the future for myself because I like to just take things as they come. But yeah, I was wondering if you guys just had any general advice for somebody in my situation just wanting to know what they should do with their life. Sorry I'm not stoned because I'm about to go to work, but bet your booty if I will be later. All right, bye guys.
Did she say 22?
22. She's so okay. Young.
First of all, you are 22, so take all that pressure off yourself right there.
Yeah.
And okay. Honestly, I truly think, like, if you are not going to college for a specific reason and you know that's what you want to do, like being a doctor or a lawyer or accountant, things that, like, really require college, is, like, you end up with so much student debt. And mm-hmm. almost every single person I personally know that's gone to college for something that wasn't, like, something like that, like a doctor, didn't even do what they went to college for.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, it's okay to not go or not to continue right now. Like mm-hmm. maybe wait until you do know. And if that's something that really requires college, you can go back.
Totally.
But at 22, like, if you don't know what you want to do, that is totally okay, because it's probably going to change 5 times anyway before you really know. So I think taking the pressure off yourself is huge, and taking the pressure off of maybe pleasing someone else, you know, or being afraid that you're going to disappoint someone or even yourself about not going back to school. Like, it's your life. And that, like, now, like, I look at it and I'm like, it's your life. You have to live it and really just do what makes you happy.
Yeah. I mean, I only went to college for a year, so I'm doing all right. But I agree, like, you know, one of my best friends, Olivia, she just went back to school this past year. Like, there's always time to go back. And especially now with online school, like, there's plenty of time to do that if you ever decide that you need to. And my only suggestion would be, like, if you're not going to go to school now, just do something where you're, like, exploring what you do want to do with your life. You know, like, make a list of things that you're interested in. But I kind of feel like getting out there and doing something like an internship where you're getting real life experience is almost more beneficial than school, depending on what you want to do. Like my mom said, you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, an accountant, like, absolutely, you need to go to school and do those things. But there's a lot of things, like, especially if you're more creative, that I think real experience is better for you in the long run. So I would just take a good hard look at, like, what your interests are, what your passions are, and maybe try to find something that you can go and explore and see if that's something you want to do with the rest of your life.
Yep. Me too.
Love that.
Me too.
22. So young.
Real quick, I have to tell you, one of the stoners posted a video, I guess it was of her daughter, and they're playing a game. And at the top, it says, oh, you do or you don't. And I guess they've made a game out of it. And the little 3 or 4 year old, no, I think she was either 2 or 3, goes, oh, you do.
That's incredible.
You've got to see it. It was like, I was dying last night watching it. She literally looks and she goes, oh, you do. And the mom's dying.
That is so funny.
And I love it that her and her daughter are listening to Sorry We're Stoned.
Love. That cracks me up. All right, here we go.
Hey, y'all. What's good? My name's Christine, and I love that you guys answer and talked about the Enneagram on the pod. I am so passionate about the Enneagram. I'm a 7-8. I actually had my freshman year of college, and I literally wrote 3 essays on the Enneagram because it's so fascinating and so interesting. And, like, you're so right. Like, it's so complex. But anyways, I would love to hear Tish's number. And then, okay, I have a crush on a guy. He's so, oh my gosh, love him. But he is a 9-8. So I was just curious, like, since Brandy, you're a 9-8, like, just tell me about your type. Describe it for me. And just I'm actually headed to the Desert Hills Outlet right now. So when you guys talk about on the podcast, yeah, I'm gonna try and pick up a Gucci wallet or something. Okay, love y'all. Have an amazing day. Bye, guys.
Love her.
Love her. I wish I was at those outlets right now.
I wish I was too. We always get the best stuff there.
I know. And I need a new bag for fall.
Oh, you do, dude.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay. So love her. Love her.
Great energy. So what was your number, Mom? You're a...
It's a 6 and 9, right?
6 was your top. So we need to figure out what your wing is, because it's either, if you're a 6, it's a 5 or 7.
Okay.
So we need to, I think you got to take another test for that or something. And but I'm a 9 wing 8. So, and that's what she said that her crush is. She was like, the whoever she's crushing on is a 9 wing 8. And she said that she is a 7 wing 8. So here's what I'll tell you about somebody that's a 9. And I am a 9 wing 8. So I'll just tell, for me, like not the whole thing for 9s is they just want things to be like peaceful. They want everyone to get along. They don't like conflict. So 9s tend to like not be the one to like say when they're upset. They're a little bit more passive, right? It's like you'd rather not start an argument. You just kind of rather let it go. But that makes it hard if you're with somebody that likes to talk through things all the time and get things off their chest, because then you're going to feel like they're creating conflict, and that's going to make me that would make me unhappy. But because I have that wing 8 that is a little bit like argumentative, if someone pushes me to have conflict, I come in like real hot with like pushing back and being a little bit fiery when I do have conflict or whatever. Like, I definitely don't back down from a challenge. I would just rather not have the challenge at all to begin with. So that's kind of how I am. And I would say for you guys, like if you're a 7 wing 8 and you have that 8 wing, you probably also have that tendency to like be a little bit combative and argumentative and really stand your ground on things. So if you guys are both kind of stubborn and like standing your ground on your opinions and your feelings and everything, that could cause conflict. But I think as long as you're aware of that and you do your best to like remind yourselves of that with each other and be like, all right, we're both so similar in this way. Like, let's work through this and like be a little bit more objective about it. I feel like that's probably the key for you. But I think 7 and 9 is different enough that it could be an okay match.
I was just looking for what all mine said. But I think I was a 6, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And then my other number was a 9.
That was your second place, but that really doesn't mean anything. Oh, you only take your top number. They just tell you, that's just like, they tell you like how many answers hit you on each number, just to, for you to know. I don't know. Some people are really close. Like some people are only 1 point away from like one or the other.
How
you know
do you spell Enneagram?
Enneagram.
Oh, I found it.
But what you should do, you should kind of read about the 5 and the 7 and see which one like you identify more with, to kind of like gauge maybe what your wing is.
Okay, hold on.
I'm going to make you read this book I have about it.
I need to.
Yeah.
Oh, I see where it is. Okay, it said that the high score, your highest score was for top 6.
Yeah.
Your second highest score was a tie between a 2 and a 9.
Okay. That doesn't really mean anything though.
Okay. So I'm a 6.
Yeah.
I'm the loyalist.
Makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it does. It makes a lot of friggin' sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hilarious. I actually had somebody, I had a couple people actually reach out to me saying that they work with the Enneagram and would like to come on the podcast. So hopefully soon we're going to have a guest for you guys so we can really dive into this Enneagram stuff.
Ooh, you know what? That might be a fun time to actually do a Zoom with everybody instead. Sure. Yeah. And so people can actually see her and hear her. I think that'd be fun.
That'd be cool.
Seriously.
Yeah, because it is. It's fascinating. I feel like we could do like a number of episodes about the Enneagram. Like, absolutely. There's no way you get through it on one, but we could do a good like intro to the Enneagram.
What's the individualist?
That's a 4, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that like Olivia is a 4. And so is Ben Higgins.
Huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when I filled out my intake form for therapy, so when I did it, it literally suggested that like it had a thing where it says me and then it was something else, like another box. And so it was like 20 pages. And so I had to answer all these questions and they said, what is really great, if you're willing to have someone else answer those same exact questions about you. So like I answer them all what I think, and then you answer them all for me and see how accurate they are.
That's interesting.
And it seems like that would be fine on this too.
Yeah, for sure.
Like if I was taking this about what I think you are.
Yeah.
Should we do that?
Maybe. Or was so fun. Or are we going to get into a huge argument doing this?
You think?
We might need a referee. Oh. Like Noah.
And somebody else taking it about the us.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
That would be funny.
I think we have to do that.
Maybe we should.
Uh-huh.
Too good.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's a good idea. That's funny.
Uh-huh. Okay, well.
That's all we had, actually. I was curious if you had any baked goods this week, because I feel like you've been slacking on the baked goods.
I feel like I have, too.
Like, are you just not buying anything on Amazon, or what?
Look, I feel like I haven't really been buying stuff.
That's crazy. Who are you?
Oh, you know what I did buy? I think, did I talk about this last week, that blender called the Beast?
I don't think you did.
Okay, for some reason, something else popped up on my Instagram or Facebook or something, and it was this blender called the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
And I freaking hate every blender I own. Like, I have the Vitamix that everybody said was the greatest and whatever. Hated it. It still did not blend the ice good. Mm-hmm. Then it was the Bullet or the Nutribullet or whatever
it's
called.
I have that, yeah.
Okay, I feel like it doesn't blend the ice good either.
It doesn't.
Okay, the freaking Beast blends that stuff up in a sec. Like, I have
what
been,
brand is it? Is it just as that can't be the brand?
I swear I think it is. I mean, look, it is the best blender I've ever used, and it just makes the exact right quantity. Like, I'm obsessed with it.
Well, that sounds great. My blender stopped working. I had a Ninja and it crapped out on me, so I'm in the market.
It's called Beast Health.
Huh. Okay.
TheBeast.com. They are in California at the best health on Wilshire. I'm going to follow them. But honestly, if anybody at all, and you know what? It's small. It's actually really cute. Like, I never set things on my counter because they're hideous.
I know. Same.
But this one is not like that. It's super cute. And it has one of those tops on it that's like a water bottle top that has a handle. And you can just take it with you. It is amazing. I literally am in love with it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You can buy lids for it. You can buy all the stuff for it. It is really, really cool and really pretty. Like, you wouldn't mind setting it out. I wanted it in white, but those were out of stock. So I had to get black, but they come in white, gray, and black. But like, the cup itself is just so pretty and it's glass, but it's not that heavy. It's just amazing.
How much we talking for one of these?
Not that much, which I was shocked.
Because blenders are expensive.
I thought, but are you ready for this? $155.
That's not bad.
That is, like, those freaking Vitamixes are like $500.
No, I know. I would never, ever pay for that.
And I hated it.
I just don't ever know how to work it.
No, me either. This is so easy. There's a power button, and then there's a button on the back. And if you want it to pulse, you hit it once. And if you want it to blend, you just hold it down for like 2 seconds. It's amazing.
Wow. All right.
Like, highly, highly, highly recommend this. It's like change. It's life changing. Like, for like, if I always ended up not making smoothies because I could never get the freaking stuff to blend right.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just so much better.
Well, great.
Oh, you know what? I did order a few. I'm on my health kick.
Oh, here we go.
I'll let y'all know how it goes, but I got this stuff called, it is called Super Beets, and they're chews. Because beets are supposed to be so good for you, but these have also grapeseed extract in them.
Yeah.
Supposed to be super great for energy and hugely great for circulation. And I feel like I just don't have the best circulation.
Yeah, you don't.
So I'm going to try these. I think I'm going to love it. And then also, I bought this amazing protein powder. It caught my eye because it said vanilla milkshake flavor. But also had the most protein. Uh-huh. And that's what I've been using. It is so good. I love it so much. And it had like a gazillion 5-star reviews. So honestly, if I have to review it, absolutely love, love, love. It is such a good flavor.
Really?
And you know what? Another thing I got is dimmer switches for a few of my lamps. Like, I love having lamps on when I'm like watching TV and stuff, but sometimes they are so bright, it just like glares the TV and it's just whatever. And I love it to be much more moodier. And so I got a couple of these little dimmer switches for my lamps.
And where do the, what are they attached to?
Bogey's scratching the ground like a maniac.
Doesn't shock me.
Having a neurotic moment. Jeez. But anyway.
What are they attached to? The outlet?
So you plug this thing into the wall and the lamp into this.
What? Is there like a remote?
You can get them with a remote, but this one just has a little slider.
Down. I see.
Love it. Because I kind of hate the remote. It's like.
You get me too.
I always lose it. And mm-hmm. that's the issue. And it's just like, this is way better.
Agree.
And that's all. I think that's all I've bought.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I haven't bought anything except like groceries.
On Amazon me too.
Lately. But okay. Well, can't wait for you to get here.
I can't wait to get there.
I might not be seeing you a ton because I leave Friday, but that's all right.
And when are you back?
Sunday night.
And then I'll leave Tuesday.
Oh, I thought you were leaving Monday. So that's good. I'll see you Monday.
Yeah.
Are you going to watch the pups while I'm gone or no?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I would love that.
Oh, great. Astra is just a really stellar sleeping partner. She really is.
Yeah, she is.
She's great.
She really, really is. I actually love sleeping with her. So yeah.
She doesn't bother me. She doesn't wake me up. She waits till I'm up. It's pretty great.
Yeah. Well, I'll sleep with her. I love to cuddle.
She would love that. She could really get sad when I leave.
I know. She really does.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this has been so much fun, but I have got so many things to do today that we are.
Oh, you do.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Can't wait. Let's set up our Enneagram Zoom.
Yeah. And we'll let you guys know ahead of time so you can at least send in questions and stuff beforehand so we can be prepared to answer everything. Well, it'll be good.
Yeah. But can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
Sounds great.
Okie doke. We love you guys. Talk to you
love
next week.
Stoners.
Bye.
Hey guys, I'm Alana Dunn, and I'm the host of Seeing Other People. As an early Hinge employee, a modern dater, and now a fiance, I know the dating world maybe a little too intimately. I'm here to make you feel less alone in your dating journey, whatever it may look like. Don't have a date for tonight? No problem. Whether you're looking for love or just want to laugh and commiserate with others, tune in to Seeing Other People as we explore the roller coaster that is the ever-evolving world of dating.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.